Welcome to Spirit Speaks Podcast, a podcast all about spirituality, understanding life, consciousness, spiritual concepts, and in general about how spirit is speaking. It doesn't matter what religion, practice you follow, whatever it is, spirit is always speaking. And that could be the spirit of God, the spirit of your ancestors, or the spirit of your higher self. So let's get into it. So before we start today's podcast, I want to thank everyone who has spread the word about this podcast, everyone who has listened to this podcast, everyone who has shared this podcast on social media. And even if you haven't shared this podcast, I've been getting shared on your story or publicly. I've been getting a lot of messages about how, oh, so-and-so recommended this podcast to me, or my friend told me to listen to it. I listened to it. I loved it. And a lot of messages in private. And I really want to thank everybody who has supported me and supported this podcast and supported my work in any way. I really do appreciate you guys. I love doing this. I love talking about this. I love learning, and I love being able to communicate that information via, an accessible platform like a podcast or Twitter or Instagram, but specifically we're talking about my podcast right now. I love being able to learn and then share the information. So for you guys to appreciate that to the capacity of, telling other people about it, I truly appreciate it so much. And if you want to continue supporting the podcast, I always appreciate the shares. I appreciate the likes. I appreciate all the listens. And of course, if you'd like to donate monetarily to the podcast, my Cash App and Venmo are both Your Spiritual Mermaid, and that could help me upgrade my software, upgrade to a real microphone, upgrade my whole life, okay? On top of that, you can always book a session with me, an angel reading with me, at yourspiritualmermaid.com. Angel readings are kind of a general term for the type of divination that I do. I don't like to say, a tarot reading or a mediumship, a mediumship session, because what I do is kind of different. It's kind of a blend of a lot of things. When I sit with the client and I'm just sitting there to relay information, and 70% of the information that I relay has nothing to do with the cards and has everything to do with what your spiritual team is telling me, what spirit is telling me. And I use a variety of different ways to divine for different questions, as well as channeling for the client. So I like to call it an angel reading because I do work all in the light. And I call in the spirits that love you, the spirits that guide you, the spirits that want to uplift you so that they may communicate with me any messages that they have for you. So in that way, I call it an angel reading, because when we think about good spirits, when we think about high vibrational spirits, a lot of times we think about angels. So I just wanted to clarify that, because a lot of people ask, what is an angel reading? What does that mean? if you'd like to book a session with me, of course, you can through yourspiritualmermaid.com, and that's also my Instagram at yourspiritualmermaid if you want to follow me, and my Twitter is aquaspirit with 3 I's. Thank you everybody who supported me, and let's get into the show now. So, does the moon really affect us as much as you see on the internet, as much as you see in life, as much as you see people talking about it? Is it really affecting you? The answer is yes. The answer is yes. And the reason why it affects us so much is because we are made mostly of water. And if you notice, when the moon is at its fullest, the tide has drawn back from the shore. And the moon kind of has this, or it does have this gravitational pull on water, to where it's pulling it in, especially when it's closest to the earth, especially when it's full, And when the moon is new, or when we can't see it, or, you know, when it's not visible to us, the tide has actually drawn back. The tide has gone more on the shore. The tide has pushed more onto the earth. And this is great symbolism for actually what happens to us and what happens to our emotions, what happens to our, you know, a lot of times our vibration around these times, because the moon is affecting us just like how it's affecting the ocean and just like how it's affecting the water, because we are made mostly of water, so it makes sense. So in this way, we can use that metaphor, and we can use that, not even a metaphor, we can use what's happening to the water as an example of how the moon is affecting us as well. So I love talking about moon work. I love explaining moon work to new clients and things like that, because often the moon card will come up with clients who are just now starting out in spirituality or just starting to trying to practice these new spiritual ideas and these new concepts into their life on a routine basis. A lot of times the moon card comes up when people need more structure, when people need to be held more accountable. And the reason why it comes up at these times is because the moon really gives us these specific days, these specific times that you should be doing this specific healing work. And of course, you can do healing work at any point in time. It doesn't matter if the moon is full, waxing, waning, whatever. You can do whatever you want, because at the end of the day, your power is within you. But using a physical, a tangible, you know, energy, a very real energy to help guide this work can be very beneficial for you. So what I want to do in this podcast is really break down how I do moon work, how I was taught to do moon work, and so I guess some levels to what you want to do. We're going to start off with journaling, and we're going to go a little bit into some moon magic. I do a lot of magic on the moon, and it does really affect, you know, depending on what cycle, what zodiac sign the moon is in and things like that, it really does affect what outcomes I see. And a lot of other brujas, a lot of other energy workers do the same thing, because we know how powerful that energy is. So I really want to break it down for you guys, so let's get into it. So moon work. So let's start off with the full moon. Just like how I said, the full moon brings up the water, brings the water closer to it. It brings up things like forward and brings things out. And just like how it brings the water closer to it, it often brings our feelings and emotions closer or forward. It brings our emotions to the surface. It brings our problems to the surface. I've seen things to where more crimes are committed on the full moon because people tend to be more emotional. And just in this way, you know, some issues and some problems from your subconscious may surface into the forefront for you to finally deal with around the full moon. Also, a lot of women find that their periods are synced with the full moon. Mine circulates. Mine is either the full moon or the new moon. I know that that has some symbolism in there some way, but it really symbolizes releasing. It symbolizes releasing. It symbolizes letting go. It symbolizes finally cutting cords in many ways, and it symbolizes the peak of energy because the moon is at its fullest. So this is a great time to get out a piece of paper. What I usually do is write down the date, and I write down what sign the moon is in, and then I'll get a piece of paper and write, I release blank, I release blank. And you sit there and you literally list out every single thing that you truly do not want to bring with you into the new moon cycle, into the new cycle of the, you know, coming month and the moon. So this is a great time to release things like procrastination, release bad habits. If you want to work on, you know, taming your anger, or maybe even reflect on relationships, on people, on lessons, and, you know, put it out in the universe that I've learned my lesson. I release this energy. I release this situation that may have held me back in the past, and I release it so that I may move forward with more wisdom and just being more cognizant of how I act and intentional with what I do and what thoughts that I have. So you can do that, and then you can write a prayer in the end and ask your ancestors, ask spirit, ask your higher self, ask whatever benevolent spirits that guide you and protect you to allow you to release it and help you to release these things and these feelings and these emotions. So in the full moon, this is a great time for those who are interested in energy work. This is a great time for you to practice banishing, for you to practice or for you to implicate, for you to do banishing work, right? So a lot of times protection work can be done on the full moon. Anything that you want to release or let go of, you can use that in your energy work. So usually what I'll do is I'll burn white candles, or you can do black candles. Black also works with protection, I mean, and with banishing. You can do whatever color resonates with the issue that you're trying to release or trying to cut. You can do that. The last podcast episode that I recorded was all about soul ties. I would say that on a full moon, that is a great time to cut some soul ties. Great time, because it's really symbolizing releasing that energy and moving forward and not bringing that with you into the growing moon. Okay, so like I said, the full moon is just, it's a lot of energy, okay? It's a lot of energy. And I would even say that you can do a lot of financial work on the full moon, because if you want to release the idea that you're not worthy of money or that your work isn't worthy of recognition or things like that, or you're releasing any obstacles that you have with money, releasing any obstacles that you have with how you view money and how you think that relates back to you, and any inner child work that you need to do around money, those are great times, or the full moon is a great time to really get down and do the dirty work. But it really depends on you being honest with yourself. It really depends on you really being introspective enough to realize where you've gone wrong in the past couple weeks and how you want to move better, how you want to do things better in these next couple weeks when the moon is growing. Because when the moon is growing, you really want to try to set the groundwork and implement new energy so that it may grow. So a great segue into the new moon. So the new moon obviously is a great time to set intentions. So what I was taught is what you want to do is you want to get a journal specifically for new moon intention work and new moon affirmations. Its own journal, its own entity. You don't want any energy surrounding, you know, or any old energy in the journal, like with other things that you've written. You want to buy a whole new journal and label that as your new moon journal. And just as the moon grows, your intention will grow around the things that you write in that journal. Your energy, the energy that's surrounding that thought, that idea will grow. Okay, so the new moon is a great time to write your goals, to write what you want to accomplish, to write what you want to work on, what you want to bring into your life, what you want to call into your life. So this is a great time for us to do energy work. This is a great time to do financial work, but on the side of this is what's going to happen. Not releasing old thoughts and money blocks. That would be for a full moon. But for a new moon, this is a great time for you to put out in the universe that this is what's going to happen. This is how many clients I want. This is what I want to happen with my business, or this is what I want to happen with my schoolwork, or whatever the case may be. So this is a great time for you to grow, because just as the moon is growing and the energy is finally like coming back to us and grounding itself, this is a great time for that energy to be watered so it can grow to its full potential. So in this new moon journal, you're going to want to Like I said, you could write down the date and write down the zodiac sign of the new moon. And write down everything that you want to accomplish and write down your goals and call in the energy that you want in that next moon cycle. Call it in with sovereignty, call it in with power, and call it in the present tense. I am doing this. I am, or this will happen, or this is happening. You want to make everything in the present tense. So I am doing this. I am receiving this. I am just, because in that way, the way that you're framing it, you're forcing your mind to think that it's already happening. And that's one of the key of manifestations or manifestation work, is to really believe that not only you are worthy of it, but that it's going to happen because you said it's going to happen. You're really taking control and power over your life by using words and using scripting and using your new moon journal to really call in that energy and demand it being there. Okay? And just how you write down, you know, all those goals and things like that, watch them grow as the moon is growing. So like I said, the moon could be a very good time for financial work if you want to grow your finances. I firmly believe that the new moon is a great time for love work, because you want all the love in your life to, especially, you know, the good love, the healthy love, things like that, to multiply, to triple, to grow every day. Just like if you are in a healthy relationship, you want that love to just continuously grow and have no cap. So I really think that the new moon is a great time for you to do love work, honey jars, things like that, sweetening things, things that you want to see multiply, that you want to see grow. This is a great time for you to also do some manifestation journaling with the idea of your perfect partner, and calling in that energy by writing every detail, by writing everything that you want your partner to have, that you want your partner to be, that you want your partner to embody in that time. Because you're putting it out that it's going to happen, and as the moon grows and as that energy grows, it's almost reaffirming in the way that it's like churning. It's churning and it's manifesting and it's bringing everything together and it's coming to you. Just like how the water is coming back onto the earth and it's coming back rather than pushing back onto the moon, like how the full moon is. The new moon calls the water back to the earth. You're calling the energy that you're putting on the journal that you're writing about back to you. So it's a great time to use that that energy of sovereignty, like I said, and that energy of growth to manifest a perfect partner for yourself. And, you know, doing these lists and writing these affirmations and releasing and all these things, it's a great thing to do routinely and to revisit and to also look back on and ultimately pat yourself on the back for everything that has come into fruition. And you'll be surprised, because the more that you do this and the more that you believe in the work that you do and the more that you really take the time out to do this work, the more you will see your work really manifesting and materializing into reality. And having a journal that you dedicate all of this work to and all these affirmations to really allows you to revisit and to really, like I said, pat yourself on the back and realize how much power you really have when it comes to manifesting. So it can really help build your confidence in manifestation work and build your confidence in yourself. Another very important point that I really want to emphasize about the full and new moon is that you need to pick one, or you can honestly pick both, where you do a spiritual bath. So on a full moon, I would highly recommend to do a spiritual bath, as in a cleansing bath, a white bath, something that's going to clear your auric field, clear your spiritual body, and really clear your aura of all the dirty gunk that you may have picked up from the past couple weeks or from the whatever, okay? It's so important for you to do this because you don't realize how much energy and how much just how much shit that we carry on ourselves from a daily basis, you know, whether it be listening to friends vent or, you know, a bad work environment or being around people who don't have the best spirit, whatever the case may be. Spiritual baths are so important when it comes to maintaining, you know, a high vibration and maintaining a clear head when it comes to, you know, spirituality and everything and you, your life, your quality of life. So again, I want to break down a spiritual bath, a very basic spiritual bath. I was taught that there are three main ingredients. There is sea salt, there is Epsom salt, and there is Florida water. And just like how in the last episode where we talked about cutting soul ties, you're going to use those same three ingredients to make a spiritual bath. Those are the basics. Those are the basic things that you need. And like I said, if you don't have a bath and you only have a shower, I would recommend for you to do three bowls with the three ingredients along with water. Mix these together and pour them over you in the shower while reciting a prayer or reciting, you know, I release all energy that doesn't serve me. Something like that. You can make up your own phrase or you can use something like that to really, you know, help you envision the energy leaving you. If you do have access to a tub, as simple as an Epsom salt, you know, soak can really do the job, because it really matters about your intention. But salt is the main key here, the sea salt and the Epsom salt, because it really helps draw out negative energy and draw out those things out of our physical and spiritual and emotional bodies so that they can go down the drain, okay? For a protection bath, I personally also like to use my own rosemary oil. I have a protection spray that I saw on my website that I can't live without. I spray or I dump some of that in there because it has a whole bunch of different ingredients that are good for protection and good for banishing bad spirits. You can use a whole bunch of other different ingredients that are good for cleansing and banishing. So, like I said, rosemary, hyssop, lavender is good for peace, for tranquility. There's a lot of other different herbs, but those are a couple that I have in my mind that are at the forefront when it comes to cleansing. Now, on a new moon is a great time to do a sweetening bath. So this is going to be after you do a cleansing bath. You're going to want to do a sweetening bath, and for a sweetening bath, what I'll do is I will boil these ingredients together and then I will put them in, you know, the buckets if I only have a shower, or I'll put them in the bath if I'm able to get, you know, if I go to my mom's house and she has a really nice bathtub, then I'll use that. So for a sweetening bath, what I will usually boil together is, of course, water, bay leaves for money, a little bit of protection and abundance. Cinnamon, which is also really good for money. Roses, rose petals, dried rose petals or fresh ones. Lavender, I always have some lavender. And flowers that are good for attraction, good for love and for sweetness. This is a really good time to utilize flowers and flower petals. So those are the main things. Oh, of course, clove. Clove is really good for abundance as well, and it smells really good. So I will boil that all together. I used to boil, hibiscus flower petals as well, and that gave the bath a really nice red color. And I throw some honey in there, of course, to have it all stick to me, have it all like kind of sticky to symbolize it coming to you and sticking on you. So I will do a sweetening bath as well, and I'll sit in the bath, or I'll dump it on me and I'll air dry after to really have those ingredients stick to my skin. Hopefully it's not too sticky, but so I'll do that, and those things are really good for manifesting sweetness and abundance and joy and happiness into your life and really calling that energy in. And calling that energy in that you demanded to be there. Okay. So yes, those are the baths that I do. And one thing before I forget, for a full moon releasing ritual, I do highly recommend people to burn or get rid of the letter that has all the things that you want to release. So me, I like to burn it, but you don't have to burn it. You can rip it up and, you know, take the garbage out and that's in the garbage. But I do like to get a pot and I like to burn the pot or I like to burn the list of all the things that I want to release. I like to burn it in the pot to really release the energy. And after I do that cleansing, after I do that releasing, then I will do a cleansing bath to really make sure the energy hasn't stuck on me in any way, shape, or form. So this was a super general, basic moon magic episode. I hope you guys enjoyed it. If you have any questions, of course, feel free to DM me on Twitter, DM me on Instagram, email me, and we can talk more about this or book a session and we can really figure out what you should be doing for the full and new moons and how to really, really capitalize upon this energy. But I love you guys for listening. I'm so excited to come out with next week's episode. I'm pretty sure a lot of you guys are gonna like it. And I'll talk to you soon. Peace, love, and light.